Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Boone. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan takes first base on ball four. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGowan moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Hauser. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Summer reaches second base with a double. Walker throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Summer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wamsgans goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Galloway moves to second. One out. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Miller. Galloway moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Boone moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Perkins reaches third base with a triple. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perkins scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Heine Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0-for-1 in the game. Shear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0-for-1 in the game. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0-for-2 in the game. Hasty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McInnes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNulty. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGowan moves to third. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. McGowan tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone bunts towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheer covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it and throws to second for the out. Galloway moves to third. Two outs. Frank Welch pinch hits for Bob Hasty. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Slim Harris now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Pat McNulty. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is walked intentionally. Gardner moves to second. Joe Evans pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Summa scores. Gardner scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood now playing center field. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGowan hits a pop-up towards short. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.